I am Patrick Yost, National President of Fraternal Order Police. This is the Blue View.
Guys, thank you for joining us. We've had Rick, you've been on several times, but yeah. and appreciate you being part of this. But Dr. Holland, thank you for being part of this. I'm big fans of your podcast and the work that you two do, the feed off each other. But so we're gonna kind of dig into some things. But before we do, our viewers and listeners, we'd love for them to know a little bit about each one of you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Chris Holland, I've been in ministry for 34 years, married to Vicky Jean for 37, well, going on 37. She's been a survivor since 8 years old, her and her family, and come from North Carolina, the great state of North Carolina, and a pastor now in Indianapolis, Indiana, planted a church there 22 years ago. Been working in law enforcement chaplaincy for about 32 years.
So. Well, that's awesome. Welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Rick, you don't need much of an introduction to our members, certainly, but we've got a pretty wide audience here, so let's tell a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm still on the job. Been serving for 28 years in law enforcement in Indianapolis, and not only am I on the department there, but also serve as our local lodge president. I've been doing that for it seems like a very long time.
It's been an extremely good job.
I appreciate it. It's been a great blessing. But I've been doing that for about 10 years. And then back in 2021, I was blessed and honored. You were asked me to serve as the national chaplain, which I always tell everybody, that proves there's a God, if nothing else. but it's been a great privilege and an honor to do so.
Well, you do an amazing job with it, and you touch a lot of lives. An organization as big as ours, 374,000 members, you could imagine we have a lot of different challenges and dynamics. And
yes, sir.
The one consistent thing I get regularly is how you're touching people's lives. The old saying, Mark Twain, you get two birthdays, the day you're born, the day you figured out why.
Yeah.
I figured out why you were born. You found your calling in life, and you certainly make a huge difference in the lives of people, and they need it the most. So thank you. So, guys, we don't have a regular format here.
Right.
On this particular one, I want you two guys to feed off of yourself, and I want to set it up for you. Officer wellness, if I could. An average person in America might have 2-3 traumatic events in their lifetime. Mm-hmm. We know that a traumatic event can change somebody both physically and mentally. The challenges associated with that. You look at a law enforcement officer, we're exposed to that on a regular basis. That might happen in a week for some of us. In the course of our career, but if we pull, 20 years in this profession, we could experience maybe 100 or more of these traumatic events. And somehow we think because they're police officers, it doesn't affect them. Now, we look at things different. When I started in law enforcement, you rub dirt on it and went back to work. Right. And now we didn't take time to recognize the damage we were doing to people. And when you look at officers and all the challenges that they have, and one thing every officer has in law enforcement today is they all had a psych evaluation, they had a background investigation, they went through training, they were fit, physically fit, and then years on this job, you start seeing different vices and, acting out or whatever. You say, man, it's a shame they turned that way. Not once thinking that the job turned them that way. And what do we do in law enforcement? What happened for a period of time? Well, we were real quick. Administrators will say, but they're a problem officer. It's time to get rid of them. They just gave me an opportunity to get rid of them. Not once recognizing you got a moral and fiduciary responsibility to fix an officer once you broke in the service of others. Never once thinking that the contribution that they're doing to their community, we should be officers run towards danger. Their agencies should be running towards them when they recognize that we broke them in the service of others. So we have a real robust wellness program in the FOP. Very proud of the work that we do, recognizing we shouldn't be fixing broken officers. We should be giving them the resiliency they need on the front end, knowing that we're all still going to have to do that, but we need to change this whole dynamic. And this is where you guys come in, and it's such a vital part of it. All of the challenges law enforcement officers have today, the coping mechanisms that they have, that they need, if they're grounded in faith, it gives them the tools needed to be able to do that. And I think a lot of times we don't want to talk about religion when we talk about a whole lot of, law enforcement. And, I'll get it. I get it from all dynamics. But the reality is when you're grounded in faith, it gives you the coping mechanisms you need. It gives you the grounding that you need in order to be able to manage through what is, without a doubt, going to be challenges of being a law enforcement officer. And with that, gentlemen, feed off each other, and let's talk about that issue right there and why ignoring the role that faith plays in officer wellness, that we're missing a piece if we don't take advantage of that.
Well, I think it's something that we've seen very strongly in these past few years. You know, I think there was a silver lining to 2020 and all the hell that our officers went through in that, is that for the first time, I know in my professional career, but I talked to folks who came before me that all attest to, we never saw it like that. And for the first time, our officers, even people they thought loved and supported them, were oftentimes standing on those skirmish lines, yelling and screaming at them, spitting in their face, sometimes even injuring them. And it really drove our officers to their knees. But in doing that, it drove them to their knees in prayer, because many officers said, I've tried everything else and nothing is working. And the things that I thought were going to get me through failed me. Tell me about this God of yours. And that's where we've been able to have those discussions. You've been able to witness it firsthand at Leadership Matters, at our Wellness Summit, the past couple of years, but really strongly this last year, and Chris was there as well. And we were able to really lay out the challenges that we're going through as a profession, but then all these solutions that are available to us. A lot of people say the same thing. I don't want to talk about religion. I don't like religion, all those other things. What catches them off guard is we always say, good, because neither do we. Yeah. We're not here to talk about religion. Yeah. We're here to talk about a relationship with the one who created us, and in doing so, the one who called us. And when officers start connecting those dots, that if I was called to this profession, I was called to this service, we pose the question to them, who is it that does the calling? And when they start answering that question, we see lives getting changed radically. And I would close with this. It's the third piece, the third leg to the stool. We talk about good physical wellness. We do a great job in the FOP of great mental, emotional wellness. What we're talking about is the third leg, which is spiritual wellness. And if you don't have that, everything else collapses. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And we use, you know, in law enforcement, we use statements all the time without really realizing who said them or where they came
That's
from.
Right.
Even on the memorial wall is scripture. Of course, you know, if you take the author's name away, sometimes you don't know where it came from. It just sounds like a great statement, but it is a great statement. Mm-hmm. And blessed are the peacemakers. Mm-hmm. Right? Who said that? Where'd that scripture come from? Matthew chapter 5. Mm-hmm. And Jesus is the one that said it. But the faith level and the spirit part of man is the core foundation of who you are. We do a great job in law enforcement of starting people out at the beginning. Yeah. But it's not just how you start. Our heart was to make sure that men and women in this profession end well, end whole, and end with a great insight into their own heart and their own spirit before God. They stand on that line every day. They would rush to lay their life down every day of the job they do. We got to come alongside of them and say, hey, there's a part of you that God created, nobody created but him, and if you'll walk with him, he'll get you through this and get you into your after years, so to speak, in a whole lot better condition, and without the struggles that we all know come sometimes from self-medicating and the struggles that we go through as human beings looking for an answer. And the podcast was started because we're trying to help show the answer. And really, it's just uncovering what's already there.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, I want to come back to the podcast. I want because podcast is amazing, but let's come back to that. Rick, I want to make an observation. Mm. And I've seen, and Chris, I have not seen you pastor. I've seen you on a podcast. I've actually had the honor of being on a podcast with you guys. But Rick, I've seen you teach a class, and I want to talk about that class because you're what, roughly 6 foot?
Yeah, 6'1".
Yeah, well, when you taught that class, you were like 6'8". Your feet never touched the ground.
Yeah,
and you know how do adult learners learn? They learn because they need to know what they need to know, when they need to know it, and why they need to know it. If you don't have those things, they don't exist in adult learners. They're different than teaching a younger generation. But they also learn from something else. Telling stories is something relevant to them. Mm-hmm. I have listened to you several times, give presentations, and I watch the room and see how you've changed people's lives, because you're speaking to them as a law enforcement officer, experiencing law enforcement issues, and talking to them in a way that they have to put themselves in that same situation and say, you know what, this makes sense. You're telling me what I need to know, when I need to know it, and why I need to know it. And you tell into it in a language that I understand.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that unique perspective that you have as a law enforcement officer and the impact that it's having on people all across this country when you're engaging with them.
Well, I think it makes a difference when you walk the walk, right? You walk the walk that our officers are facing and walking every day. I mean, one of the things that we find is that, you know, you talked about the number of critical incidents our officers experience. I mean, you're talking about an officer experiencing a life-altering critical incident once every couple of months, over a 30-plus year career. I mean, we're talking about 180 to 200 incidents that most people are only experience a handful of. So how do these officers survive that? Well, as we all know, many officers turn to many other vices that are detrimental and destructive to their careers and to their lives. And then oftentimes we don't bother to talk to them about it until they crash and burn and reach the bottom.
Right.
We're extending that hand, hopefully ahead of that time, but even if they're in the middle of that pit, we're going to jump in with them and get them out, not stay there and languish with them, but get them out. And I just find that a lot of times when we're talking about the challenges that we face as law enforcement officers, it's just walking through what the facts are. Damn. And when you really understand the facts and then overlay it with the solution, which is the truth, and that is the word of God, people start to connect the dots. And once they start doing that, you just get out of the way, and now it's between them and God. And that's the key part here. You know, from a career in law enforcement, we don't like to sit around and have conversations about God, faith, all these other things. Yet we do in all these other ways with the statements that we use, the phraseology that we use to describe our careers, and we oftentimes don't realize it. We're just shining a light on that. You know, the great thing that's in that is when we do those presentations, if you watch that, what you're watching isn't me saying or doing anything. It's simply God's now being revealed to them in a way where it actually makes the connection and then it locks in. And that's what I hear officers say all the time. And we also always interact with officers who say, well, man, I used to go to church. Right. I used to pray. I used to believe that there may be this God. And then they talk about all the ways the job drove them away from it. All we're doing is saying, here's the path to get back to that. And by the way, it might be what you need. And that's where we're seeing the things click. I just spoke up in outside of Chicago alongside the Billy Graham Association that we do a lot of work with a focus on law enforcement ministry. And I had a lady come up to me afterwards, and I never thought about it this way. She said, I can tell you what you do. I said, what's that? She said, you're an onion peeler. She said, you just keep peeling the layers away of every argument that an officer can have until you get to the core of what's really going on.
That's right.
And I said, that's it. That's exactly it. Cool. And we've seen officers around the nation now respond in the hundreds to what we're talking about, and the one that we're pointing them to, and that's awesome to get to witness.
You know, one of the law enforcement, you know, we are a very unique, you know, profession.
Yeah.
But the one thing we have different than everyone else, I say, and look, I don't mean any disrespect to the military because they certainly fit under this as well, you know, first responders in general. But I'm speaking of law enforcement because that's who we are. You know, we are taught from the very first day that we show up in an academy, what is the first thing they tell you? You are in control of every situation. Because if you fail to do so, it could cost you or someone else their life.
That's right.
So regardless of whatever resources you have, your job is to take control. Mm. Isn't that a little bit of the problem? People who are programmed to take control and somehow realize that maybe they need to give up a little control?
That's right.
Let's talk about that.
And I think the destructive thought process comes in when you are totally out of control. And you physically, emotionally, spiritually cannot control where your life is headed, where your mind is headed, where your heart is headed, the calamity that's happened to you, the trauma that's occurred in your life. And you don't have that control, so now you've got to act like you do while you're literally dying on the inside. And I think what we're trying to do is to provide, if I can use the term, an IV bag of life. for the inside. You know, it goes in, goes through your bloodstream. It's an internal refreshing to your body, to your internal organs. And I think that's what really we start focusing on, is getting life-saving measures to officers that face all this trauma every single day of their life. Yeah. Trauma comes out. You can't hide trauma forever. It's gonna surface. It's gonna show itself, yeah. And how that comes out, and who you can cast the care of it on.
It builds and builds and builds and builds till the pencil. You know, you break the point on your pencil and it stops. Yes, you know, just gets to be too much. All right, so now let's talk about that IV bag. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to call it Remnant Revealed. Mm-hmm. I can see law enforcement officers all across this country on a night shift listening to your podcast, yeah, and finding some direction out of it. So how did this all come about? I mean, you two guys are different worlds.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how did you pull him in? That's
well. You know, one of the things that we did, when I first came into leadership at the FOP, I had seen this need that we had, and I wouldn't have described myself as a very religious guy at all, but I knew that there was something missing there. And so I reached out.
I will tell you that I've known you for quite a while.
Right.
And I've watched the transformation of who you are.
There you go.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Well, I reached out to
you're pretty good.
I appreciate it.
I'm just saying. But
hopefully you continue to see that, right?
Yeah, and absolutely.
That none of us stop with that. So I reached out to a good friend who was our state FOP chaplain, Rick Castle. I said, hey, I want to figure out a way to bring faith into the discussion. I don't know how or what to do here, but what ideas do you have? And he said, I'm on my way out, but I got a great guy I want to introduce you to, a guy by the name of Chris Holland, and I think he's your guy. And we linked up. We actually talked about trauma kits for our officers, physical wellness for our officers. And in that, we started talking about a spiritual trauma kit. And we used to do monthly meetings at our FOP lodge. This is something that I tell FOP leaders you can do right now.
Yes, you can.
Open up your lodge before hours, put on a pot of coffee, bring a good, well-rounded, faith-based guy in like a Chris Holland who can connect with your officers and just simply facilitate discussion. So we'd have active and retired officers, key point, active and retired officers, get around the table every month. Chris would talk about a challenge of the job. He'd kind of throw it on the table and then let everybody chew on it. And everybody would talk about it from their perspective. But then he would say, can I share with you what the Bible says about this? And he would overlay that onto your problem. And then here again, that's when it would click and connect with our folks. Well, we did that. People don't know this, but we've done that for 10 years at our Indianapolis FOP.
That's cool.
And we said, we need to figure out a way to get this out to more people. Yeah. Then we came up with the idea, why don't we try one of these podcast things?
And our great, spell it, man.
Our great line was, yeah, all we want to do is a podcast.
All we want to do is help somebody with a podcast.
I mean, look, I get it, because my VCR still flashes 12 o'clock. Yeah. that's great.
That's right.
Awesome.
Out of that came Remnant Revealed.
Remnant Revealed.
Yeah, that's great.
It's a YouTube podcast, so it's video. We always say we know nobody wants to see our two ugly faces, least of us. But in that, what we have found is it provides exactly what you said.
Yeah.
The guy and the gal that can go and park in a parking lot in the middle of the night when no one's looking and tune in and watch that anytime that they want to, they can. And what I like about it being video is they can see that it's two average dudes talking about this. It's not some pious, holier-than-now perspective. Two dudes sitting around talking and wrestling around with these issues. Yeah. And
feeding off each other.
And feeding
sure.
off each other.
And it's on, you know, RSS. Some officers.
Yeah, there's audio.
Audio, and they'll listen to it. We get testimonies that they've listened to it while they were exercising or getting their run
that's
in
awesome.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how it started.
Yeah.
We look at each other all the time and say, how did it get to this? Because we were just trying to help some cops. That's what we want to do.
We have folks that come up to us all over the country. We had a lady that came up to us here in Washington, D.C., during the police memorial yesterday, who is a survivor, and she lost her husband. And she was saying she didn't know us, she didn't know anything, but she stumbled upon the podcast, and she said, that has become my safe space walking through this journey. Well, that's why we're doing it.
Yeah.
It's not about, it's about the one we're talking about. And it's been a real relief to a lot of people. We're a little different. We're a podcast. It's not making money. We're not marketing it to make money. We spend our own money to do it.
You have different capital.
We're a different capital. Yeah. We spend our own money to do it, to bless others. And then that, we're blessed when we hear the feedback and the stories. And
you know, so we Remnant and Reveal podcast.
Yeah.
All right. I think most people, you know, maybe they listen to podcasts, maybe they don't. They think podcasts, what you're talking heads or whatever. To help understand, you take on some pretty interesting topics that are not just, you know, they're not religion or life. Life just happens to be part of religion.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Talk about some of the topics that you do and kind of how you unpack these things in a way that, you know, those adult learners, those guys that are affected, how it really hits home with them, as opposed to just, you're not talking at people, you're talking
with them.
You're talking with them about something they're experiencing, because your topics are so different than you normally would see.
Well, there, every aspect of your life is in the Word of God. Everything that you go through, God didn't leave anything out that you might go through. Or, you know, some of the greatest men in the Bible were great warriors, were great police officers. Always love telling the story, and I've been able to touch some hearts of police officers by sharing about the police officer from one of the great queens that was trying to read his Bible and said, "I can't understand this." And a little preacher got up in his chariot with him and explained it to him. And he said, "Well, wow, that made sense. What do I need to do next?" He said, "Well, we'll baptize you right here." So he got out and baptized. So everything about life, God made sure to give an answer for. And so we find things in officers' lives. We've talked about, you know, if you talk about a car with lights on it. Well, back in the Bible days, that was a chariot, you know, with somebody yelling, "Get out of the way." So people always struggle with things like doors, and there's doors in the Bible, just simple things of life and simple things that a lot of times as officers you take for granted that you're dealing with. But God also dealt with all of those things, and then he didn't just deal with it and complain about it. He dealt with it and gave an answer for it.
That's right.
Of how to deal with man.
Well, and people would be surprised to know this is the secret behind the scenes, right?
Yeah, people say, give them the secret sauce.
How do you guys script that out and come out up with what you're talking about? We don't.
They just feed off each other.
We literally get together. We get a cup of coffee. We do that. Coffee's important. And drink a cup of coffee, and we literally say, "Hey, what's been going on? What's been going on for you? What is something that you're seeing that is an issue or a challenge?" And I might say, "Hey, this was in the news this week. This is what we're really struggling with," or "We had this event." And we say, "Well, let's talk about that." And then we quickly say, "You know, the Bible talks about this here and here." And then we literally say, "Don't talk anymore about it. Let's go get in the room." And what you see is what we do. Nothing scripted. There's no do-overs.
It's all
recorded live, and that's it.
Yeah, it's entertaining.
You think about sleep deprivation. How many officers do not understand or know what sleep deprivation is?
That's right.
It's in the Bible.
Yeah.
And what to do and how to get a peaceful night's sleep. Yeah. How to and different aspects of life.
We're at 80 episodes now.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I always tell people, just get on Remnant Reveal channel and scroll through there. It's really like a library of different topics. And what we find is this is what happens. An officer knows that a fellow officer is struggling with an issue. Mm-hmm. They don't feel comfortable confronting them about it, talking about it. So what they've started doing is saying, "Hey, I saw this thing on YouTube. You ought to check this out." And they send them the link to that episode about a topic that's related. And that's how they reach out and extend that hand to their sister or brother. It makes it easy, makes it a lot simpler. And then they hear something maybe that we say that clicks with them, and it's a great, great help.
Yeah. One of the other big parts that we have worked together on, and of course with wellness, is officer suicide. Mm-hmm. And that burns in your heart, that someone who's done such a great job in the earth hits a place in their life where they don't believe that their life is now worth them staying on the planet and continuing a life of purpose and care. And so our heart has been to do whatever we can with what we have and what God's given us to work with to try our best to prevent as many law enforcement officer suicide as possible.
I had a guy tell me something in line of what you're saying, something really profound one day. He said it, and I just, you know, you have somebody tell you something, and you just kind of fall back on your heels and say, let me think about that one a little bit. He made a comment. You're talking about, you know, you mentioned, you know, people, you're exposed to so much, you wonder what your own value is, you know, you just see it. What's tomorrow? Do you? I had a guy tell me one time, he said, it is impossible to defend humanity without losing a little of your own. Mm. Doesn't that just stop you for a second and say, you know, you're right, we put people out there trying to defend. You know, there's a lot of things that not every officer is going to experience all these things, but the reality is, you know, we deal with a segment of population most people would like to think don't even exist. And the reality is there's some evil people in this world. Yeah. Oh, and our job is to keep them a distance between them and the people we serve.
Yes, sir.
You're talking about the effects that it has on officers. Why I think that you two have put together something so profound is the fact that you're talking in a language to people and doing it in a way that it's not about religion. It's about life.
That's right.
Life just happens to have religion in it. And if you open up, you can listen and find ways to find some peace in it. But it helps you unpack all of these things and recognize that, you know, this too shall pass. You're going to be fine.
Sure.
You just got to allow yourself to do that.
If you, you know, to use an analogy, if you were a bucket of water and you had a dipper, and you kept dipping the water out of your soul and out of your life over and over and over again without recognizing that you need a source that puts it back in, mm-hmm. you're going to run out of water eventually. Yeah. So I agree, you do lose some of your own humanity as you give out to others. But God has a way, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. He has a way of restoring that bucket to full. Yeah. If you'll trust him. And then you'll have more to dip out. And it's amazing how that trust. Now, when you're the one dipping, you're knocking it out of the park. It's when you hear that metal hit the bottom of that bucket and realize you don't have anything else to throw, you better have a source in your life that can refill that. And if you do, you're going to come out of it very well.
Well, and that's why we call it a remnant rebuild. People say, how'd you come up with that name? Well, we serve a remnant God. And if you actually get into that Bible, you'll see throughout scriptures, God always uses a remnant, a little ragged piece of leftovers, a little thread he uses to remake and create monumental things in our lives. And so what we did is we said, we called it Remnant Revealed, because our goal was to reveal that to other folks. And God reveals himself to us. So, when you look at it, we call it Remnant Revealed, a biblical perspective on policing and life. And what we show is that the two are absolutely interconnected. Same. What we've seen too often is our officers who try to place all their focus on the job, they shirk their responsibilities in life, and life starts falling apart, home starts falling apart, and then eventually it has the impact on the job. We've said, what if we could repackage that and help provide a healing formula along the way to where you can not only survive this career, but thrive throughout it. And here's a key part, thrive after the career. Yes. We have so many retirees that reach out to us and say, nobody would talk about these things with me. Yeah. And so now they're finding a place of healing as well. Last thing I'll say is this, and it's a great quote, kind of to counter the statement of losing our humanity, because it is true if you stop there. But there's a great quote from a dear friend of ours who's now passed, named Dr. Harry Reeder. And he would always tell us this. It's kind of the first part is what your friend was saying. But he said this, the circumstances do not dictate our character. So these challenges we face, they don't dictate who we are. They reveal it.
Yep.
And here's the great part. It's the second half. And they become the opportunity to refine and develop it. And the great good news in that is God can take your remnant scraps of what you have left and then provide you the opportunity to refine and to develop them in him, and you see a whole new life, a whole new transformation. And that's the great thing about what we get to do.
So, guys that are listening here, you know, our listeners, men and women across this country, suiting up and showing up every day, doing this job. They're listening to you right now. They may have not seen Remnant Reveal. How do they go about getting, if they want to follow you, what's the way? What's the best way to do it?
You can get on YouTube and look for Remnant Reveal. It will be two R's. With a blue line right through the middle of the two R's. Mm-hmm. I know there's some other stuff out there that uses that Remnant Revealed or, you know, a version of it. But, and then you'll see our ugly mugs if you click on it.
There you go.
Yeah, if you just put in Remnant Revealed, yeah, ours will pop up.
Yeah.
And just subscribe to it. That's the biggest thing that we're seeing.
The biggest thing.
So here's the thing that cops get better than anybody. I would suggest that there are a lot of people that don't want our officers to hear what we're talking about. And the greatest way that we do that is get more subscribers, not because we get anything out of it, but if we break some of these algorithm thresholds,
right,
it'll get recommended to people who otherwise wouldn't know about it. And it's not just cops that are watching. Emergency room doctors, nurses.
Right.
We've got a truck driver that drives across the country that listens to it.
That's great.
And sometimes gives us some feedback. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Listens to it.
Okay.
And just people of all walks of life, that's, and especially right, our active officers, the whole gamut. Younger officers especially are dialing into it. More senior officers who've never had the discussions, and the retired officers, and military veterans. Especially the military veterans that went on into law enforcement, they're really getting MPs, a lot out of it. So just check it out.
Yep. So this profession, you know, pulls people in with a servant's heart.
Yeah.
And we're all here for a calling, as you mentioned. Right. And where's that calling coming from? Well, you have a servant heart serving those who serve.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for all that you do. Keep up the great work. I'm not exaggerating when I tell you. I interact with a lot of people in my position.
Yeah.
And a lot of people's challenges. But I don't think there's a single thing I get more responses from of people saying that you've touched their lives. Mm-hmm. So you two guys are doing something really special that I haven't seen in a while.
It's the God we serve.
Awesome.
Yep.
God we serve.
Keep it up. Don't let up. And to our viewers and listeners back home, thank you for tuning into the Blue View Podcast, where we talk about the issues that are so vitally important to men and women who suit up and show up every single day across this country and make a difference in the lives of the people we serve. Thank you.
Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. To get the latest from the National FOP, make sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at GLFOP and on Instagram at FOP National. Thanks again. We'll see you next time.